Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz. Here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
Over Under 985, I'm Joe Murray alongside Dan Lifshatz. We are the Bankroll Boys. And we sucked last week.
Yes, we did. We did. We did not do well.
Personally, in the NFL, we did not do well.
In college football, we didn't do too great either.
I had a pretty nice Saturday afternoon, I must say, Dan.
That's fair. Yeah, I actually did well in the NFL because I took the Lions, as Adam Jones may have told you. I did very well in that. I took the Lions money line straight up.
Bit of a square play, would you say, Patriots?
Oh, the squarest of all time. Bookmakers were tweeting about how they were literally rooting for the Lions because there was so much money on the Patriots. First time for everything. First time I've ever seen that.
Yeah, and I had Green Bay at Washington to a square play. But again, those have worked in.
They have. The NFL's been very square the past few years. So, you know, anyone to criticize the square play, I mean, I understand it. But you also have to understand that the NFL has been a square league. It's been the NBA playoffs the last couple of years. So it's been relatively square. So it is what it is.
So I'm ready to move on. I don't know how you feel.
Well, we have a few Thursday night games tonight, Joe.
That's right. Thursday quickies.
Yes. Thursday quickie.
So let's get the college one out of the way because I don't really care. Like, this is a game, ACC game, that I just want no part of. Like, I don't want to watch this game. Who is it, North Carolina?
It's North Carolina, Miami. So I don't.
All right. Miami has sucked. I'm sorry. They have sucked.
They have. And I like them beginning of the year, too. The thing that I don't like either side on this, well, if I was going to play a side, I'd probably play Miami. Laying 17.5 is a lot of points, but I think that they're probably – this is probably the night they come out and lay the lumber. I will say that I think everyone and the mother's on the under tonight. I saw
that, Dan, out and about. Everybody and their mother, yes.
Everyone and their mother is on the under tonight. I don't love the over, but if I was going to play a side on the college game tonight, it's definitely the over. It's over or bust. There's no question about that in my opinion.
So yeah, right now it's right at 56.
Yes,
which, over. You know, what's that, a 28-24 game? You're going over.
Yeah, so I mean, or 28-24. I mean, that's kind of exactly what I'm talking about. I think that that's kind of exactly where it's going to be. So I like the over 56.
Well, actually, no, that wouldn't go over because my math sucks. But we
that would be 52, correct? I wasn't wrong. Yeah. So okay. So yeah, but it would still, like, you're talking about like a 30-27 type game. I mean, again, it's not unrealistic. I think Miami is going to put up at least 40 tonight. I like their team total over 37.5 as well. I might personally play that, but I'm not advocating for you to. If you are going to play something tonight, I think the over 56 is probably the play that I would lean. Ooh.
I've seen unders. Dan's on the over.
I do, and I'm gonna be on the opposite side of the NFL game too. I promise you that.
Wait, let's wait on that one for a second here.
Sure.
Or quickly, Rozier, is that his name? The quarterback of Miami.
Yes.
Overrated. And Surratt, right? Like, that guy missed what, the first game of the year? Like, that guy can actually play a little bit. I know Carolina's not good, but of those two quarterbacks, I know Rozier gets the hype, but Surratt can play. He's pretty mobile in the pocket. I just, if you're looking at a side on that one, you know, people think Miami, but I think Carolina could keep it together on a Thursday night game.
Well, I think that there's a chance that that they may end up starting Ankoski Perry tonight over Rozier because Rozier's
really
so bad. So I think that they've actually been talking about starting Perry. I don't think they will, but I mean, I know that Rick has been talking about it all week. So it's Ankoski. It might be Ankoski Perry. I don't know a lot about him. I will tell you that the line seems to favor, and they, you know, the bookmakers have this information already. They probably know who's starting. They're probably way ahead of us. Again, I'm going with the over. I think that's probably the right play in my mind. I know everyone's on the under. I know that's probably the more square play tonight. I think I'd probably be a little bit sharp and go the over on that one. I don't think that's an official play, though. That's just where I would lean if you're looking for something,
yep,
in that game.
Leans. I'm looking at covers.com. They have a prediction on this game. They like Miami 34-20, which means it goes under and North Carolina.
Yeah, see, I think it goes the opposite way. I think that North Carolina is going to not cover. Something very interesting when you look at the college games, you can look at the team totals and you just kind of get a good idea. So the spread is 17.5, but the team total points are very different, 19 compared to 37. So, you know, you have an extra point there, which means that, in my opinion, you're probably leaning towards Miami, or the books are probably leaning towards Miami. So, especially since that's 17 most places, 17.5 some places, and the team total was not over 37. If it was 19.5 and 37, that would be fine. But it's over 37.5, meaning that you have that extra point, meaning that the team total point disparity is 18. The spread is 17.5. Interesting. It's just something I like to look at, especially in college basketball, when I'm looking at a play. Sometimes when there's a very close line, you'll actually see the dog have a higher team total, and you know where to go on that one. Then you know exactly what you're doing. You're taking the dog. So it's something to be, you know, wary of. It's just one of those things. But, yeah, I think that is something that you should look at, Joe.
All right, cool. And there is a big slate of college football games this weekend. We'll get into those in just a little bit. Continuing our Thursday quickie here, we have the NFL Thursday night game. Weird spot. Minnesota coming off the loss, an upset loss to Buffalo, which is just inexcusable. Yep. Absolutely inexcusable to lose at home to the Buffalo Bills. It is just that is no good. It's no bueno. And now they have to follow it up and go on the road against the team that has had 1-3 and out all year on offense. Granted, they're beat up in the secondary, Dan, but I mean, the number to me is a little high on the Rams side. I don't know if that's based off the Buffalo loss. We still don't know if Dalvin Cook's going to play, but I mean, the Rams are right now are a wagon, and I just don't see how you can go against them at this point. And just one other thing here, the underdog on Thursday Night Football, 0-3 against the spread this year. So the trend would continue to be the Rams in this case.
Yeah, so right now the spread is 7.5 most places, 7 some places. I just don't see how you can take the Vikings tonight. I think everyone is on the Vikings because here's what's happening. They see the 7 points and they go, oh, there's not a 7-point disparity between the Vikings and the Rams. Let me take the points. Let me take the points. Let me take the points. I have honestly seen like 2 or 3 people that I know on the Rams tonight. Everyone else and everyone and their mother is on the Vikings. I will tell you this. I think all of Twitter is on the Vikings tonight. You might just have a Twitter meltdown and the Vikings don't cover this game. That being said, I'm with you, Joe. I think we have a consensus tonight because I like the Rams. They've been rolling. Marcus Peters is active, by the way. Breaking news, Marcus Peters is active, despite what Adam Schefter said earlier. So Peters is going to play. I don't know if he's just going to be there just, you know, to line up and, you know, change, you know, make the Vikings try and change a few things, or if he's actually really ready to go. But either way, he's active tonight. You know, the Vikings have not looked good. I was not impressed by their week one victory against the 49ers. I was not impressed by the week two victory. They got killed last week. I just really have not been impressed with that team so far. And I know that they're 2-1, and I get that. But they make a lot of bad mistakes coming off a short week off a loss from Buffalo. This is like the perfect letdown spot. The Rams played so well last week against San Diego. They're just rolling right now. I just don't see how you can pick against the Rams tonight. It might be the square play. I think everyone and their mother's on the Vikings tonight, so I don't think it's square. I also like the over, Joe. I think the over is the sharp play tonight for the total, at least. I think that's kind of the value side. These teams are going to put up some points. I think both defenses are a little bit overrated. We saw that with the Rams last week. We obviously saw with Buffalo, although I know they had a bunch of short fields. I'm just saying this is, to me, in my opinion, I like the Rams tonight.
I like the Rams in this case. I do as well. And until somebody knocks them off, I'm going to ride that. And just in Minnesota's case, like, put the whole thing together. I think everyone knows that's a talented team and probably why they're going to get a ton of money tonight on Thursday Night Football. But Kirk Cousins, show us something. Like, can they run the football? And I don't know, how many times will Cousins get sacked tonight by that defense?
I don't know. So, they said Dalvin Cook is going to be active, though. So Cook is going to be active, too. So
yeah, we'll see what he can do. But, again, that team going on the road, right now the Rams look like the best team in the NFL.
I have to agree. I mean, it's them. The Chiefs, and
right?
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't even. Is there a second? Is there a second close team to them?
I mean, just I would say in the AFC, the Chiefs right now look like the best team.
Yeah, no, you're right. I can put you because I do have a mental block on the Chiefs. So
if we had a Super Bowl matchup right now, that would be exciting.
Oh, that would be great. That would be a great game. So,
but we all know how this thing plays out, right? You know, like
we do.
At some point, those teams fade.
Those teams fade, and the Rams have a lot of personalities, and the Chiefs are very young and don't really have a good defense. And you know, we'll see some fading there. But I am riding the Rams tonight. I think the Rams are the play. I think the over is the play. I have a PP tonight, Joe. I don't know about you. I am taking the Rams -6.5. I'm gonna buy that half point. Give me the I know I don't advocate for buying half points. I know it's stupid. You can tell me all the time. People tell me all the time it's stupid. Don't buy that point. Long term, you will come out a loser. That's very true. They're not wrong about that, but I've just had such bad luck with pushes recently. I'm buying the half point, taking the Rams.
Okay, there you go. Thursday quickie. Lifshatz giving a PP, a podcast play.
Are you on the Rams tonight, Joe?
Who do you got? I like the Rams.
I like the Rams. Consensus, a little consensus.
And you know what? Just if you wanted to have a little fun tonight, do a little parlay. Rams in the over and enjoy the night.
Oh, there you go. Rams in the over. Nice little two-teamer there.
There you go. All right, that's our Thursday night quickie. We'll have 25 more minutes.
Take the longest field goal as well.
Whoa, where did that come from?
Take the longest field goals. I like to do that in games with good kickers. We got a couple good kickers tonight. Take the long over the longest field goal.
Good kickers?
Over 46 what? And a half. Yeah.
NFL? What?
I know. Over 46
Dan,
and a half.
Dan Bailey, baby. He's back. All right, that's our Thursday night quickie. We got 25 more minutes of football talk right here on the Over Under 98.5 podcast. I'm Joe Murray. He's Dan Lifshatz. We'll continue on with week 4 in the NFL.